A Jewish Journal article. Teachers at Holocaust Museum LA. Fighter pilot remembered. AFIPO CEO, USHMM program. More than 100 California middle and high school teachers attending the Summer Institute held by the California Teachers Collaborative for Holocaust and Genocide Education visited Holocaust Museum LA on June 26, where they toured the museum and heard 100-year-old survivor Joe Alexander speak. The Summer Institute was held at the USC Shoah Foundation from June 26 to 28. Led by the Northern California-based JFCS Holocaust Center in partnership with members of the California Teachers Collaborative, the program featured interactive workshops led by experts in the field of Holocaust and genocide studies, including Museum Vice President of Education and Exhibits Jordana Gessler and Senior Manager of Museum Education Sarah Klein. The California Teachers Collaborative is a professional development opportunity for California high school and middle school teachers interested in elevating their teaching about the Holocaust and genocide. From left, legendary singer Pat Boone, Consul General of Israel in Los Angeles Hillel Neumann and Consul General of Azerbaijan in Los Angeles Ramil Gurbanov turned out to celebrate late fighter pilot Mitchell Flint. Courtesy of Nurit Gringer, on June 27, fighter pilot Mitchell Flint would have celebrated his 100th birthday. Commemorating the occasion, Beverly Hills residents, famed singer Pat Boone, songwriter Carol Connerson, musician David Longoria, along with family members, government officials, friends and invitees joined in a tribute ceremony at Flint's burial site at Hollywood Forever Cemetery to memorialize Mitchell's remarkable contribution to Israel gaining its independence in 1948. On his own volition, Flint arrived in Israel during its War of Independence and supported the fledgling nation's fight to establish the State of Israel. During Israel's recent 75th Independence Day celebrations, Mitchell's contribution to the establishment of the Israel Air Force was honored by the city of Herzliya, Israel, as well as by its twin city, Beverly Hills. The recent event at Hollywood Forever was a great memorializing day, with restaurateur Barbara Lazaroff bringing some of Spago's famed cuisine for everyone to enjoy. On May 17, the United States Holocaust Memorial Museum, USHMM, convened Protecting the Truth: Collection Stories, a live stream drawing more than 100 guests. The program explored how artifacts deepen understanding of the Holocaust through the lens of two collection donors in the Western region. Speakers included USHMM's Zachary Levine, Survivor Mitzvah Project founder Zane Busby, and Professor Roger Sabadini, son of Richie Boys, veteran Alessandro Sabadini, Jennifer Ritvo Hughes, courtesy of Miller Inc. American Friends of the Israel Philharmonic Orchestra, AFIPO, has named Jennifer Ritvo Hughes its incoming CEO, effective August. As CEO, Ritvo Hughes will oversee AFIPO's daily operations, fundraising efforts, community engagement and promotion of the globally renowned Israel Philharmonic in the United States. The incoming CEO is joining AFIPO after most recently serving as executive director of the Boston Baroque Orchestra, a six-time Grammy nominee and first period instrument orchestra in the United States. She succeeds Danielle Ames Spivak, who spearheaded the creation of AFIPO's digital content and its online giving platform. I am honored to assume the role of CEO for the American Friends of the Israel Philharmonic Orchestra, an organization that epitomizes the power of music to unite hearts and transcend boundaries, Ritvo Hughes said. The mission of AFIPO is supporting Israel's preeminent cultural ambassador, the Israel Philharmonic, while sponsoring leading Israeli artists to perform across the United States.